With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court will hear arguments this spring on President Trump's plan to end automatic birthright citizenship. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
On his first day in office, the president signed an executive order to end birthright citizenship for the children of people who are in the U.S. illegally. That order was halted nationwide by three district courts. During arguments on May 15th, the Supreme Court will consider whether those lower court judges exceeded their authority. In the meantime, the president's executive order remains blocked. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, the Trump administration calls U.S. manufacturing an economic and national security priority, and adding tariffs will force companies to have more products made in the United States. Also at srnnews.com, economist Stephen Moore tells Salem Radio Network the economy today is changing, and changing quickly due to breakthroughs in technology.
In 10, 15 years, there aren't going to be a lot of this is just a fact. There will not be a lot of factory jobs. The old, you know, people working on the assembly lines and stuff, those jobs are going away because of robotics. I mean, robotics is here. So, you know, parents, you don't want to raise your kids to be working in the factories because, well, guess what? Those will be done by machines.
And the federal agency with the task of protecting workers' civil rights is classifying so-called gender discrimination cases as a low priority. College sports rapidly changing. The opening of the college football transfer portal has created a dash for cash as the delay in a judge approving the House versus NCAA antitrust settlement has extended the window of there being no limits on the amount of money that football players can make in school. This is SRN News. Well, most pastors are pretty sure their church will be around at least for a while.
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds that 94% of Protestant clergymen say, quote, I expect my church will still exist in 10 years. Only 4% say they do not believe that the congregation they currently lead will still be there a decade hence. The survey also finds that the least confident pastors are those who lead smaller churches, many of which have fewer financial resources and are closer to the edge economically. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, Turkey has begun a new phase in sweeping restorations of one of the oldest churches on earth. The work on the nearly 1,500-year-old Hagia Sophia in Istanbul focuses on preserving the monument's historic domes from the threat of earthquakes. Officials say the project will include reinforcing the church's main dome as well as some half domes. This is SRN News. Major ruling from the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court has blocked, for now, the deportations of any Venezuelans held in northern Texas under an 18th century wartime law. In a brief order early Saturday, the court directed the Trump administration not to remove Venezuelans held in the Blue Bonnet Detention Center, quote, until further order of this court, unquote. Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito dissented. The High Court acted in an emergency appeal from the American Civil Liberties Union, contending that immigration authorities appeared to be moving to restart removals under the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Ron Taylor reporting.
Experts say countries all around the world beginning to tighten their cyber defenses as global tensions continue to rise. They add cybersecurity taking a greater significance amid a number of conflicts around the world. Many believe it's just going to get worse. More details at srnnews.com.